Cindy, the recording is in process.
Process.
Today is November 28th. Today is Thursday, Thanksgiving Day of 2024.
Yes.
That is bizarre to say.
Yeah.
But we hope everybody out there is going to have a happy Thanksgiving. We couldn't get this done any other time but Thanksgiving morning.
No.
We have to kind of get our stuff ready and go do Thanksgiving thing. Hopefully everybody's got something to do.
Yes.
If you have not listened to this, my name's Trey Davis. This is my sister, Wendy. This show is called Fourth and Wendy because of Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy will go off on a tangent or two. We talk about college football. We talk about other things. Wendy, first of all, I do want to say hello to everybody out there, all of our 83 subscribers.
Oh, something happened, Trey. We got a big pop. We got about 6 or 7 more subscribers last week. Yep. So thank you to all the people that subscribed.
I think I know who it was. It was Rockhill, Jason Rockhill's group. He really pushed forward. He works for a marketing firm in Nashville. He's doing a great job up there. But I think he got 4 or 5 of his family members to do it. Thank you, Jason Rockhill. He has a 16-year-old now. I think her name's Paige. She might go by Della. Not exactly sure. But anyway, congratulations, Jason Rockhill. Let's get into it, Wendy.
Well, hold on, Trey. I still want to get to 100 by the end of the year. So, I mean, you know, if we could just get 5 a week for the rest of the year, we could get to 100.
That would be good if we got to 100. Let's see if we can do it. All right, Wendy, let's get down with the get down. Last week's football game, Wendy, it was a Saturday filled with not a lot of pressure. I was here at my house. We were kind of putting up Christmas trees, putting up Christmas lights, you know, trying to get a head start on that. Everything was kind of going through the day. Wendy, we start off with the Ole Miss basketball dunking Rebels and Billy Napier's flying Florida Gators.
Yeah.
Florida wins the game 24-17. Wendy, obviously, Ole Miss had to win this game to stay in it. Florida ruined the dreams of the Ole Miss Rebels, Wendy.
Well, first off, I told you this was going to happen. I told y'all that Florida is finally starting to look like the Florida that everybody billed them to be at the beginning of the year. Their quarterback, the receivers are hitting, their run game's getting better. And I told you, I really felt like Florida was going to win this game, and they did win the game. Ole Miss just didn't have enough right there at the end to figure it out. I thought it was a well-called game. I didn't see very many penalties that I thought were outrageous. But once again, it's kind of like Dart and Milroe were the same. If they're not on, you're not winning. So Dart wasn't on. He threw some interceptions and some times that he shouldn't have. And Ole Miss lost the game. And like you said, Trey, can they win all the big games? And the answer is no, they cannot.
They can't. I'm going to blame it on the basketball goal. I'm just telling you, I've never seen a national championship football team have a basketball goal on the sidelines. It does not happen. And so I know that's a little bit of tongue in cheek. Florida believes in Billy Napier. He has his guys believe in that quarterback coming back has really helped Florida. You know, Ole Miss had plenty of opportunities late. Like you said, just could not get it in the end zone. Ole Miss falls to Florida, Wendy. As we get through the day, the Kentucky Wildcats take on Texas. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. Texas pretty much dominated the game. There was 2 minutes where Kentucky had a chance. Then Texas shut the door.
Yep.
Wendy, let's get to later in the night, shall we say.
Wow.
Steaks on the grill. Everybody's happy. The kids are running around and they're playing with their friends. And it's just this, you know, picture perfect postcard of a happy everybody and lights are up and steaks are on the grill. And Alabama and Oklahoma come on TV.
Yeah, they do. That's
when the fun ended, Wendy.
All of it ended. Took the wind right out of everybody's sails. I mean, it really only took about 15 minutes to do that. 15 minutes in, I knew something was wrong. Like, something was absolutely wrong with this game.
Oklahoma wins the game 24-3.
Yeah.
Alabama manages to score 3 points, and Oklahoma manages to score 24 points. Wendy, as an Alabama fan, I'm assuming we've all listened to it all week. What the problems are, what happened. Wendy, what says you?
Okay, so I...
Did you write anything down or not?
I wrote this down. And this is where I was going to start.
We should have put the backup in Roll Tide with the Heart. Wendy, a lot of people out there wanted to see the backup. You really never did.
Nope. So here's the thing. Nothing was clicking. So we spent the entire first 30 minutes of the game running the exact same play with the quarterback. I mean, it never worked. So I don't know why we spent 30 minutes doing this. It made no sense. Trey, I know you're going to get into the running back part, so I'll skip over that and just hit the high notes that I saw. Also, our punting game was off. It was like nothing was working. It was almost like nothing was working. But here's the real problem I have with this entire game. We were in a playoff game, in my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. We knew we had to win the next two games, Oklahoma and Auburn, to confidently get into the top 12 team. Take out the SEC, whatever, to get in the top 12. That's all we had
to do. Right, We got you.
So all we had to do when he wasn't playing well was put in the backup quarterback and see what he could do. That's all we had to do. Because here's how I think of a fan now. I'm just a fan, y'all, right? I'm just a fan. So as a fan, I didn't go to bed that night thinking we did everything we could do to win the ballgame. I didn't think that. I didn't go to bed thinking, you know what? We did everything we could do. We put the backup in. He couldn't do it. It wasn't our night. Go to bed.
You played all your cards. You didn't. You felt like there were cards in the deck.
That's right. Put all the money in on the table and said, let's fly. Red 23. What I'm trying to tell you is he didn't put the backup in. And when Jalen Milroe throws back-to-back, pretty much back-to-back interceptions, you can tell the kid's frazzled. Take him out of the game. Take him out of the game. Put in the backup. So as a fan base, I go to bed going, well, we did everything we could do. The backup starter didn't work. Backup didn't work. It just didn't work out. It wasn't our night. But instead, I have to sit here and question why nobody else thought it was a playoff game. Why the whole coaching staff never thought it was a playoff game. So I'm not going to sit here and say we need a new coach. DeBoer ain't it. I'm not going to do all that, y'all. It's our first year with this guy. You know, we've won some big games. I'm proud of our team. But I'm starting to question this offensive coordinator. What were we doing? And Trey, I know you're going to get into the logistics of the running game because I agree with you and I'll let you do that. We did have one really bad missed call, in my opinion, and it was big, in my opinion. Maybe it would have been a tide turner. Maybe it would have changed that momentum. I don't know. But they didn't give it to us. So who knows? But I'm going to tell you something. We treated a regular season game as a We didn't treat it as a playoff game, is what I'm trying to tell you. And I'm upset about it. And it really, really bothers me because we should have.
Wendy, you say a lot of things people are saying. They wanted to see the backup quarterback at least give him a chance. Milroe throws the two interceptions. Yep. And one of the interceptions, they run back for a touchdown. He basically goes over there and basically, you know, avoids contact. Yep. Number one, this is beside the point. They all wear captains on their things now. I don't like that. This is really off point, but they all wear captains things on their chest now. Captains should be voted at the end of the year. Yeah. Captains are not voted because you had a good summer workout and everybody thinks you're cool. No, captains should be voted at the end of the year, and the players are going to decide who laid it on the line, and they can be the captain. That's beside the point. Wendy, a couple things that I have written down here. The defense never sold out just to say that we're going to stop this and y'all are going to have to beat us passing. Hey, just like a lot of people said, no adjustments.
Right.
Bad in-game adjustments. The offense, you're trying to run Milroe and it's not working. Turn around and hand the ball off. And he goes 6 yards, 8 yards, 9 yards. Then he goes 3 yards. And then it's like, oh, well, let's do a swing pass out.
Yep.
To the sideline where he's already thrown an interception out there tonight. He picks it off. I really blame the offensive coordinators on this and the offensive staff on this. And then listen, there's plenty of blame to go around, Wendy. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was talking to Tyler at work yesterday. And I said, listen, everybody's like, oh, he's in the SEC now. Well, it's still football.
It's still football.
Maybe these coaches are out thinking themselves like, oh, well, since we're in the SEC and this is a big-time football game, we have to do this or we have to do that. Sometimes it's line up and they're going to run that play and you have to stop them running the quarterback. Right. Which they never did. And that was a disappointing thing about Alabama is we never made a run at the thing. Like, most games when you get down, you're like, okay, here comes the run. The penalty that got everybody all stirred up was a terrible call. Was an absolute terrible call. And people are like, oh, well, we wouldn't have come back anyway, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you what, I would have rather sat there and watched us try than give the ball up on such an egregious call.
Right.
I'll finish by saying this, Wendy. You have to be great to be good.
Yep.
You have to be great to be good. And what I mean by that and why that sticks in my head so much is you really have to be really, really good just to survive in this conference, in this league, and at the top echelon, Wendy. All these teams can be kind of okay, which is what Alabama is. It's really hard to be in that top echelon. Right. Alabama just is not disciplined enough, and I really don't think our coaches put us in a good enough position to win some of these games. Really disappointed in it, Wendy, but the world turns. I will say this.
Well,
you know it is one crazy day when Mike calls. Wendy, Mike calls me directly in the middle of the game, and I was like, okay, this is serious now. Mike was not happy with the referee calling.
And I think I called you. I never call you 3 or 4 times a game. I mean, I was calling you. I was like, is this – but Trey, you said something that was really smart, and I might get this a little wrong. I think the following day you said, we lost a football game to a team that hardly ever threw the ball.
Right.
And, you know, I started thinking about that. And against Vanderbilt, we stayed in the game. I mean, Jalen Milroe would get out there and throw touchdowns. They'd just get out and take 10 minutes off the clock and score again. Against Tennessee, we were in the game. We weren't in the game. And I'll go back to, I don't think Milroe knows how to get settled when he makes big, big mistakes, right? When things aren't going his way, when he can't run the ball for 5 touchdowns. But what's so disappointing is we spent 30 minutes figuring that out. And there's already so much tape from Vanderbilt on how to beat Alabama with the clock in the run game. Vanderbilt would run first 2 plays. He'd throw a little short pass, first down, 8 minutes off the clock. They know how to do it now. This isn't a surprise. So at the end of the day, either they just thought they had it, like you said, the preparedness wasn't there. I'm not going to sit here and call for my head coach's head. I will warn all these Alabama fans that are blasting on this stuff. You do not want to be Tennessee and Auburn. Y'all don't want to deal with that. So he's a good
coach. I'm with you. But we're fans. I mean, fans are going to go crazy and fans are going to do crazy stuff. I mean, I'm with you. Sure. You know, we lost our middle linebacker, Lawson.
Lawson, early.
Hate to see him hurt. Not really even about the game, just for him as a person, as a player. You don't really want to see anybody like that get hurt. We got to move on.
I know. I know you want to say one more thing, but I'm going to say one more thing. Lean back in your chair all you want to. But I'm going to tell y'all this one thing. Here's why I do not agree. Yes, good teams have to play great. We're in the hardest conference in the country, Trey. Yeah. We've got the Big Ten, the Big 12. All these people are playing bluff teams. Come on down here to the SEC and play SEC schedule every week and see how hard it is. So this top 12 thing's got me worked up too. We're not going to talk about it today, but I'm going to tell you something. Sure, we've lost some games. I'm not saying we deserve to be in it. Do I hope chaos erupts this week and somehow I figure a way in? Absolutely. But it is a shame if 4 teams from the SEC don't get in. And I'm not saying it has to be Alabama. Honestly, South Carolina's outplaying everybody. But there should be 4 SEC teams in this top 12. And if there's not, it is a shame. Shame on you. Now we can move on.
And that, my friend, is what Wendy is on one about today.
Yeah, I'm on one about.
I agree with you, Wendy. We need 4-1. Wendy, the Texas, we're going to move on. Texas A&M Aggies travel down to the plains of Auburn football. Tigers.
Whoop.
Last week on this show, Wendy, I thought there was no chance that the Auburn football Tigers were going to play with A&M, much less alone beat them.
Right.
Wendy, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Auburn wins the game in, I think, quadruple overtime, 43-41, Wendy, in a game that, number one, thank you, YouTube – And thank you, quad boxes.
Right.
And maybe that's why Alabama lost the game. I have the Alabama game up in a quad box. I have the Auburn game in a quad box. I have some other two games in quad boxes. So I sat there. I don't think I was watching the Auburn game more than I was watching the Alabama game. Maybe I will change that. I'll put Alabama on a big screen. But anyway, the point I'm getting to is Auburn comes out and scores 21 first points. And me going on a rant last week saying they hadn't found anything. Wendy, they have found something.
Yeah.
I mean, they have found something. Yeah. And typical of Auburn to find it right before they play Alabama.
100%.
Auburn can't score a touchdown, and now all of a sudden they're the Harlem Globetrotters out there scoring 40 points a game. Wendy, do we have a problem or not?
Listen, I don't know. We'll talk about that when we get to next week's games. But you know, Texas A&M, we kind of needed you, and of course, you let us down every single time. You can't ever do anything when I need you to do it. Story of my life in this conference. But you know what, Trey? Auburn needed a little confidence boost, and by gosh, they got it last weekend. They got it last week.
Yeah, and I will say, from what happened in the Alabama game, then we needed Auburn to beat A&M. The irony of this is we need A&M to get as many losses as they can to remove them from in front of us. So now we're pulling for Auburn, and Auburn actually did Alabama a favor. Wendy, there's a point of me that was really happy for Peyton Thorne, was really happy for Hugh Freeze, really happy for their fan base. I mean, they go to those games. They love these games, and it gave them something to kind of end the year on down there that was fun. That's what it's all about anyway. So congratulations to Peyton Thorne and Freeze. Big win. I did not see that coming. And Wendy, I don't know that I'm gonna make a prediction on this week's games, Wendy, but let's move on.
Yes,
we've got turkey to cook, we've got all kind of stuff to do. Let's move on to this week's games.
Okay, what you got?
And this week's games, you know, for some reason meant a lot more last week. This week they just look like regular old games. Well, we got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Wendy.
Listen, Georgia
Tech. They will be going to Athens to play the Georgia Bulldogs on Friday night. Friday night at 6:30 Central Time. It might be 7:30 Central Time. Wendy, does the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets got anything for Barry Webb's Georgia Bulldogs?
100% they do. We're not going to count out Georgia Tech, y'all. We're not going to sit here and act like Georgia Tech hadn't, like, screwed up a few games this year for some people. Listen, is Georgia Tech going to win? No, because Georgia has too much to lose. Georgia's got too much to lose. It's in Athens. Is Georgia Tech going to win the game? No. Could it be a closer game? Absolutely, because I believe that a lot of these big-time quarterbacks this year are off and on with their day. And if Carson Beck's not on, Trey, it can be a problem for these Georgia Tech guys. They got a good coach. You know he'll be ready to play him. But I'm still going to call Georgia to win the game. Still going to call Georgia to win the game.
Like them Bulldogs might be peaking at the right moment, Wendy. It's hard to see Georgia Tech beating Georgia in Athens, you know, but it is a rivalry game, you know, and Barry, you know, I've talked to Barry, you know, this game has gone back and forth some. I mean, it's not a lopsided game where, you know, Georgia's won 30 times and Georgia Tech's won twice. I mean, it's a little bit closer. A lot of these kids know each other. And Wendy, you have to be ready to play in that 3 or 4 hour span. I mean, that's what the point is. And that's what I get so upset about Alabama stuff. It's like, you don't have to play on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Whatever happens is going to happen at 6:30 out in Norman, Oklahoma.
Right.
You have to play good for those 3 hours.
Right.
And that's what Georgia will have to do too, Wendy. They'll have to play good. I'd see Georgia going to win that game too. Wendy, the Tennessee Volunteers in Rocky Top, they sat at home last week and watched the carnage.
Yep.
And now Tennessee just slides into the playoff. Wendy, Tennessee's beaten Vanderbilt like a drum my entire life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But who else can we say that about? Alabama's beating them like a drum. Yep. What happened? So Tennessee's got to play Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt, Wendy, at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Does Vandy have anything for the Tennessee Vols, which would be a crusher?
So, I mean, we're right here down at the end of the season. Vanderbilt has screwed up as many college football dreams that it possibly could. Could it screw up theirs one more time? Absolutely. Y'all know I like this quarterback over at Vanderbilt. I think he's got some dog in him. He just figures out a way to make things happen. I'm not completely sold on Tennessee, and it doesn't seem like the committee is as well. Listen, when you said they slid in, Trey, Tennessee slid in. I'm going to go back to their quarterback. He's either on or he's not, Trey. And if he's on, can they beat him? Yes. You keep going to this Tennessee defense. I don't feel like defenses matter with Vanderbilt. I just feel like they figure out a way to win ball games. I do believe that Tennessee is going to win this game, though. But I think for Alabama, Vanderbilt beating them might help us a little bit. So, like, there's that up and down. If I'm gonna tell you, I think they're going to win. But honestly, I kind of need them to lose if I even want a shot of wiggling my way back in this top 12. So,
yeah, 100%. That is a fact. Tennessee. You know, I just think Tennessee's going to start peaking at the right time. I think I say that all the time. Tennessee has not peaked yet. And I will say this, maybe Tennessee peaked the first 3 weeks of the year. And if they did, that's a problem. But Tennessee has something in the tank. Can they get it out? I don't know. Tennessee, is a favorite, but it will be a great game. Wendy, South Carolina and Clemson play at 11 o'clock Saturday too. Wendy, South Carolina, another one of those three-loss teams, Wendy, that are playing good. We're all loving watching them. Clemson is really good this year. They're playing at Clemson. Can South Carolina and Shane Beamer beat Clemson or not, Wendy?
100%. They're going to kill them. They're going to kill Clemson. And that's exactly what we need to happen, Trey. They are going, in my mind, they are going to demolish Clemson. I look at it for being, I think they'll win by 3 or 4 touchdowns. I think that's how good South Carolina is. I really do. Unless they get undisciplined and cocky and start some of their, because I've told you that that's one of their big issues, is the discipline issues. They're got a little thuggery in them. But as long as they keep it clean, absolutely South Carolina's got this game. Absolutely. South Carolina's going to demolish Clemson. Absolutely. Trey, you do this to me every week. I called Florida Ole Miss. I called Ole Miss Georgia. Listen, Linda, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be South Carolina, and they're going to run it from the first minute to the last minute. That's what's going to happen. Wow. You heard me? Yeah.
Wendy is on fire today. Yeah.
Think about it. What do you think?
What are you cooking for Thanksgiving?
Eggs. You know, my husband does the rest of the cooking. I buy the ham and I do the eggs. Well, Trey, you've watched the same South Carolina team I have, and you think Clemson's got something for them? You're crazy. No, there's no way. What is your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, I think Clemson's got good athletes. I find it hard to believe that that South Carolina is going to run away with it. I think it's a really evenly matched game. Let me just say that. I think they're two very similar teams. They've got really good athletes, but I'll be pulling for him.
Who are you pulling for?
In theory, we need Clemson to beat South Carolina and kind of get South Carolina out of the way. We don't want to be in a competition with South Carolina. We're trying to get this spot into the playoffs, Wendy. What time
but
are you going over to Mom's?
South Carolina. We beat
what time
South Carolina.
Are you going over to Mom's?
Going to Mom's at 1.
At 1?
1. Yeah. I love how you scream. Who do you call to win the Clemson South Carolina game?
Give me the Clemson Tigers.
Okay, great. Move on. That's not going to happen, but you can go to the next game.
And we're going to wrap this up, Wendy. We hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Wendy, I'm trying to talk to you about Thanksgiving. Are you wanting to get off the phone?
No. I do have 52 eggs to peel. I do have to get – Chris has got to get in the shower. We packed up Chris's car. Like, Trey, there's a billion things to do. What are you doing? You're going to Big B's at what time? 4:30?
No, I'm going over to Gina's at 1. So,
okay. Well, then you're in the same boat I am.
Bingo. Wendy – are we avoiding it, or are we going to get down to it?
We got to talk about the Alabama-Auburn game, Trey. We have to. Auburn, I don't want to.
The Auburn football Tigers head on in to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for the Alabama Crimson Tide, what we call the Iron Bowl. Wendy, I've been to a lot of Iron Bowls. I've been to a bunch in Birmingham, Legion Field. Those were fun Iron Bowls. I've been to a handful down at Auburn. Auburn gets it lit.
Yeah, they do.
I've been to some in Tuscaloosa. Auburn has not fared well in Tuscaloosa lately, except for when Cam Newton was there 15 years ago. Wendy, can Alabama get back on track and beat a surging Auburn team, Wendy?
Well, I mean, early saving graces, we're at home, and I guess they're going to play this quarterback, Milrow. I mean, bottom line is, Trey, it depends on, like, what have you said all year? What have you said all year? It depends on what side of the bed Milrow wakes up on.
What did I say, Wendy?
You've been right all year. You've been right all year. So, you know, hopefully the guy, all the talk and all the fans and everybody bashing him, he'll decide to get out there and be somebody on Saturday. I don't know. Personally, we got to win the game. Like I said, there's still some wild things, guys, that could happen. I mean, they'd have to be wild. But they've kind of sat us there at that 13 mark. So we got to win the game, and I think we got to win the game convincingly. Do I think we're going to beat Auburn? Yes, because it's at home. But that is really the only deciding factor. Like, it's just – Milrow could come out there, guys, and run for 62 touchdowns. This guy's just not consistent enough to figure all this out on a weekly basis. In my opinion, you know, Auburn's defense isn't that great. When we tend to run him a lot, LSU similar, you know. So I mean, if we can get past the line, we could probably score 47 points with our legs. We got to win the game.
What's the score prediction from you, Scooter?
You know what? My score predictions 21-17. I mean, my score predictions have been so far off the mark this year. It's not even funny.
Wendy, I agree with you. Alabama has to get off to a fast start.
Yeah.
Alabama has to keep the pressure on Auburn. Alabama has to give them no sign of hope, no sign of anything.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to players making plays, Wendy. I know that sounds very vanilla and very obvious. I like the fact that we're at home. Milrow's fine. I mean, Milrow is who he is. I mean, the guy's out there trying as hard as he can. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Here, Destiny's in here saying, is he? Yes, Milrow is fine. Just give him a better game plan. Because let me tell you this, last week, and we got to wrap this up. Last week, if that coordinator would have said, hey, the first 12 times we've run Milrow hadn't worked, we're going to let the two best running backs in the country, and I say that, they're top running backs in the country, we're going to give him some break and start running the football with him. And guess what? Wait until they stop us.
Right.
But we don't do that. We put too much pressure on Milrow, and our guys can't handle it that way, Wendy. Let's all settle down. Coordinators, get your crap together. We're going to be fine. I think Alabama's going to win the game. It's going to be tight. I'm going to go with the Alabama football Crimson Tide. I think they're going to score 31 points at some point. I don't know why. It's going to be 31-19.
Right.
31-19, Bama. Wendy, we got to get off here. Listen, Mike left a couple of voicemails. I did listen to him right before we got on here, and unfortunately, we're not going to be able to play any for you. This might be something where we put it on the podcast.
Right.
We maybe put these on a podcast, parental, you know, what do they say? Parental.
Yeah. Where you got to give a little bit of a warning of the language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might do that. Mike, thank you. Mike, let's just say Mike was hot.
Oh, I bet he was. I'm still hot about it. Like, I'm still not okay about how this went down. Like, it's like, you knew third quarter, we weren't winning the game. Like, there was nothing we could do.
Yeah.
It was the most bizarro. I mean, we didn't score a touchdown. We didn't score a touchdown. The laughing stock of the country is how I feel right now.
And you know, everybody loved it too.
Oh my God. Oh, the entire country wakes up. That's why we get all these TV ratings, because it's like the Alabama fans, obviously, and then every other team in the country wanting us to lose. And I mean, here's the thing, I'm fine with losing if we did everything we could do to win. I just don't feel like we did. So it's really hard to go to bed and be like, well, you know, I'll take it back. And I know we got to go. The national championship game, Jalen Hurts had won us a billion games. It wasn't his day. We go to halftime. Me and you, everybody's calling. We're like, they better put this backup in. We're not going to win anyway. Put Tua in. Tua comes out, takes us into overtime. One of the best plays in the history of Alabama, really college football. Tua to Devontae Smith, and we win a ball game. But let's just say we hadn't. I would have gone to bed thinking we did everything we could do. And I'm going to tell you, coaches, I don't feel like y'all did everything we could do to win that game. But this week, I better see something from Jalen Milroe. Get mad, get loud. But listen, every day, all day, I'm an Alabama fan. Win or lose, roll tide. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank y'all for listening. And Trey, I love you.
I love you, Wendy.
Why do you do that?
That was a good plug. So good.
It was a good plug, and then you silence on your end.
You did great. You did great. Wendy, I love you. I agree with you. Everybody that listens to the show out there, we hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Yep. We'll get back on next week, figure out how to do that. Wendy, I love you. We'll talk soon. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we
happy
will see
Thanksgiving.
Later.
Roll Tide. Love y'all.